Any views, thoughts, or opinions expressed on the Rejuvenating Health podcast are solely that of the speakers and are intended as such. Please contact your trusted medical practitioner for medical advice. Let's go, girls. Hey, ladies, welcome back to the Rejuvenating Health podcast. I'm Shauna. And as always, I'm here with women's health nurse practitioner, Lindsay Van Schoik. If you haven't heard any of our previous podcasts, please check them out. There's a ton of helpful information on those. Great guests and lots of information about women's health. But today we're going to be chatting about the thyroid.
Yeah, so I wanted to talk about this and we might do a few episodes on it because in a lot of our clients lately, I'm seeing not optimal thyroids. Not maybe diagnosable hypothyroidism or what your doctor would say, but or even patients that are getting treated for hypothyroidism, but their thyroid hormones aren't optimal still. And your thyroid is so important for weight loss as a woman. And women are so much more prone to thyroid conditions than men. So even myself, last week I was feeling like crazy rundown. I don't know if it's the weather or what is happening, but I was like, well, I get testosterone. So I was like, maybe my testosterone's running out because at the end of it, you can feel this like crash. And so I ordered lab work on myself and I'm like, well, it's not my testosterone because it's pretty high, but my T3 is pretty low. So my TSH is normal, but my T3, which is your active hormone, is pretty low. And I was like, okay, well, probably why my energy is kind of sucking. So, but if you don't test, most doctors don't test for that. And so you wouldn't really know.
So now what can you do? Like, what will you do for that specific?
So I'm going to take some supplements at first to try to boost it. And if that doesn't work, I'll have the doctor I work with prescribe me some T3. I'm going to try supplements first, but let's just start with what is your thyroid probably so people even know where to start. So your thyroid is this small gland that's located in the front of your neck, like underneath your Adam's apple. Your doctor, like if you go to an annual exam, should be like feeling your thyroid sometimes, right? So it's a butterfly shaped gland and it secretes hormones that play like a huge vital role in regulating your metabolism, your bones, your tissue growth, brain development, all those types of things. So there's the hypothalamus is nearby it, as well as the pituitary gland. And these glands, they regulate your body temperature, your heart rate, your blood pressure, all those types of things. So thyroid disorders are so common, especially in women. Like, we should be testing our thyroid every year. But if they're not treated, they can result in, like, a lot of symptoms. Coldness. Well, there's hyper and hypo, so we'll get into those. But you have to have sufficient thyroid hormones to live a healthy life and to have a healthy metabolism. A healthy metabolism, especially metabolizing carbohydrates. A lot of times when we see people with Hashimoto's or it's a thyroid disorder, we see a lot of insulin resistance with it. So it's so important. And a lot of times we don't test it. And if we do test it, we're not testing the right hormones that go along with your thyroid.
Yeah, we've had a lot of women coming through recently actually saying about Hashimoto's and different thyroid issues. So that's huge.
Yeah. So Hashimoto's, it's probably one of the most common thyroid disorders. It's Hashimoto's thyroiditis, and it's an autoimmune disorder. So with autoimmune disorders, your body perceives it's under attack, and it responds by attacking itself, creating inflammation, right? And so during this attack, your organs can become damaged. So your thyroid becomes damaged. So the thyroid gland becomes underactive because of this damage, and it can cause hypothyroidism symptoms. So hypothyroidism symptoms are, they range in severity, but weight gain, hair loss, fatigue, dry skin, depression, freaking cold all the time. So for someone with Hashimoto's, this isn't reversible, right? Because your thyroid is literally damaged and it no longer functions properly. So a lot of times the cause of Hashimoto's is unknown. We see it a lot in women, and it's probably because this decline of other sex hormones. But it could be because of environmental factors. It's a lot more common now, and that's probably because we're exposed to so many toxins. Genetics play a role in it. There's lots of different reasons. But you won't know what type of thyroid issue you have if you're not testing your thyroid antibodies. And if you go to your PCP, I guarantee you they're not testing your thyroid antibodies.
Yeah. So once the thyroid's damaged, it's not reversible. You can just
So if you have
help the symptoms.
If you have Hashimoto's, there's no cure for it. It can be managed with medications and lifestyle and supplements and working with a functional medicine practitioner or us. But the treatment really includes managing the symptoms that you have and restoring your thyroid to normal levels, which means that you really have to know and work with someone that knows what they're doing. Because a lot of times we just check TSH. We don't check thyroid levels. So with a lot of our patients, one of the main things I check is thyroid antibodies. So I can tell, is this Hashimoto's? Is it something that's reversible? Or is it just because hypothyroidism, we can kind of reverse it sometimes. If it's Hashimoto's and we're damaging that cell, it's hard to reverse. But I also want our patients or clients to know if they're starting to get Hashimoto's, right? And so maybe we could work on inflammation and dietary lifestyles and stuff like that to slow that process down. Let's talk about – so hyperthyroidism is one that we don't talk about that much because most of our clients – aren't struggling with hyperthyroidism, because if you have hyperthyroidism, your hair is falling out, you're thin. So most of – and it's just not as common. So no one's really going to complain about their hyperthyroidism because they're losing weight. But it can still be an issue, because a lot of times hyper burns your thyroid out and makes you hypo.
Oh, yeah.
Which we don't want. We don't want either. Right.
Right. And I think a lot of women don't understand, too, that a lot of those aren't run in their labs from their regular PCP, because we hear that all the time. They'll either ask, you know, what all we are able to run on the labs, or they'll say, well, I'll just get the labs from my PCP. But we try to explain, okay, right, but if you're having these thyroid issues, not everything's going to be tested, which is why you're probably still in the same place.
Yeah. If you go to your doctor, they're going to test your TSH. Where they should be testing your TSH, your free T3, free T4, reverse T3, thyroid antibodies, like a full thyroid panel, because you can't just get the picture of what's happening with just a TSH. You need to know all the details, right? So like when I looked at my lab work, my TSH was perfect. It was like 1, but my T3 was 2, right? So just looking at – and there's different values, right? Like 2 is in a normal range, but optimal is above 4. So a lot of times when we go to our labs and get our labs run by our doctors, they're looking at what's normal, which that changes. That's on a bell curve. It's normal of the whole society. It doesn't mean that it's optimal. So optimal, you really want your TSH under 1.5 and you want your T3 above 4. That's what's going to make you feel the best. So a lot of physicians won't treat your thyroid unless it is over 4.5, your TSH, unless it's over 4.5. And then they treat you with Synthroid, which is just T4, which isn't the active ingredient, which isn't your active thyroid hormone. So T4 has to convert to T3 to become the active thyroid hormone. So sometimes when you're just replacing T4, it's still not getting converted to T3. So you're still having hypothyroidism issues.
Yeah.
So it's like anatomy lesson. So you should be getting your T3 and T4 tested. And honestly, if you're trying to lose weight, T3 is what you really want to pay attention to, right? as with anything, you have to pay attention to what you're putting in your mouth. Your gut health plays such a huge role in your thyroid. If you are eating a lot of gluten and inflammatory grains, even some dairy, a lot of that stuff can trigger your gut to be mad, and it can cause the attack on the thyroid gland. But when you have an underactive thyroid, it is really hard to lose weight. It's like literally trying to run like a really fast marathon with like a weighted vest on. Like it's just like bogging you down. And so a lot of times we're just supplementing with T4, especially in patients that have like a total thyroidectomy or something like that. But you have to have T3 to see improvements for most people in health and how you feel, right? And so it doesn't even have to be a huge dose, but just a little bit of it, because T4 is that synthroid levothyroxine standard treatment for hypothyroidism. But again, your body is a unicorn, and you are not this one size fits all. And so treating with just T4, a lot of patients continue to have weight gain, fatigue, depression. And that's because that T4 needs can be converted to T3 to actually be used by your body. And not everyone converts T4 to T3. So if you're stressed out, you have long COVID, you're on certain medications, even your age, like this process doesn't occur the way that it should. So sometimes adding in some T3 to the levothyroxine or synthroid can really make a huge benefit. Or if you're me, maybe just adding in T3. But T3 is your most active thyroid hormone, and it plays such a huge role in energy, metabolism, weight loss, all that type of stuff. So it's pretty important to know which thyroid hormone you need. Do you need T4? Do you need T3? Do you need both? Right?
Yeah. And if we're being honest, I don't think that you would know better than I, because you practice, but I don't think that that's talked about when women come in for the thyroid. It's probably like, okay, well, you got this, you have Hashimoto's, dun dun dun. And it's just like, well,
yeah. And they're given,
what do I do now?
Yeah. And like when I test labs in my office or even with our clients, their T3 is still low, even if they're on thyroid medications. I just got off a call with one of our clients, and her thyroid levels are normal, but her TSH is like almost 4 and her T3 is 2. And I was like, ooh, you need to ask your doctor for some T3 and T4. Like you'll feel a lot better and you'll lose weight. And if they tell you no, then they don't know what they're talking about.
Is that like pill form or how do you?
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there are supplements that you can take that help, right? So like a T2 supplement can help. Adding on certain supplements like alpha lipoic acid, fish oil, berberine, those can all help with weight loss because of insulin resistance. But they can also help support your thyroid, especially if you have Hashimoto's. Eating good foods, like controlling your inflammation in your gut, all those are things. There's no, it's not this one size fits all. And it's not this, I'm going to get T3 and I'm going to feel better. I'm going to get T4 and I'm going to feel better, right? Like achieving thyroid health and maintaining weight loss with the thyroid issue, it's a journey. Like it is not a sprint. And there are so many things that influence your thyroid. You have to get it checked routinely. You can't just go on a med and then never get it checked again. That's not how thyroid works. And if you would go on hormone replacement, that affects it. So one thing during pregnancy, we really have to watch pregnant women's thyroid hormones, especially each trimester, because those surge of hormones does things to their thyroid levels.
Yeah. There's a lot that goes into it.
There is, but it's not like, it doesn't have to be that way, right? Like,
right.
You can feel good if you have hypothyroidism. You can lose weight if you have hypothyroidism. Don't ever let someone tell you, like, I've heard that a lot. Like, I can't lose weight, I have thyroid disorder. I'm like, well, that's bullshit. You can. Yeah. You're just not working with someone who's making your thyroid work the way it should. And you're probably still not eating you're probably insulin resistant and still eating like dog poop.
Mm-hmm. It's just what we always say. It's just misinformed or uninformed, I guess. Both, yeah. Probably.
And I'm not like, if you have a thyroid issue, it does make losing weight harder because your mm-hmm. thyroid is your metabolism. And if you have Hashimoto's, a lot of times you have insulin resistance. And we've talked about insulin resistance before. But Hashimoto's causes inflammation. Inflammation causes insulin resistance, right? If we have insulin resistance, we're going to store fat more, right? So that's where that berberine can help as well. But this is where you have to have someone that's looking at all of your labs and the whole entire picture to understand what's going on in your body and to help you optimize all of those things, not just one. Like, you can't just focus on your thyroid if you have insulin resistance. You can't just focus on insulin resistance if you have thyroid. If your sex hormones are in the toilet and you have no energy, you can't just focus on your Hashimoto's. You need to look at your sex hormones too. Like, you have to look at your liver. It's just so complicated, and it really is a science. Like, that's what I've learned throughout all of this, is practicing medicine is a science. It's an art, right? Like, not everyone is the same. Everyone is different. But in healthcare, we treat everyone like a textbook. And, oh, you have textbook hypothyroidism. So here's Synthroid. You start at this dosage, blah, 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 blah. And that's not how the human body works, because we're all so different.
Right. And I even wonder how many people realize that with the thyroid, and that comes in insulin resistance. You know, I just don't know if a lot of people realize how closely intertwined everything truly is.
Yeah. I mean, everyone needs to go back and listen to that hormone that we, or that podcast we did on those 23 hormones, because we talked so much about how your hormones are intertwined there. Like, everything, especially in women, we are so complicated as we get older. Like, you hit those late 30s, 40s, 50s, and your hormones start declining, it is a puzzle. And you do not have to feel like crap, but you got to work with someone who knows how to help you feel better.
Right. Yeah. Especially because, like you said, everyone's different.
Yeah. Everyone's, and every body needs something different. But my main takeaway from wanting to do this podcast on thyroid was, don't just get your TSH checked. There are a lot of different hormones that you need to pay attention to, and work with someone that knows how to help you do all of that. And that could be us. Like, today on with our client, I was like, I can't prescribe you this, because I'm not your doctor, and I don't, you know, have a license in the state that you live in, but I can help guide you and help kind of maybe make suggestions and what I see, so you can talk to your healthcare provider about it.
Yeah.
So, but hopefully you got educated on your thyroid today.
I did. And luckily for all of them listening, all the women, or maybe even men listening, all of our testing is free until September 4th.
Oh, yeah.
So that's a shameless plug. You can find out all of this stuff with our testings. But it is, it's very helpful. And I think, like I said, we have a ton of women coming in with thyroid questions, thyroid issues, and it's obvious that there's just not a ton of information being given to them. So
no,
it's very helpful.
Not being treated the way they should be being treated.
Right. Yeah. So if you guys are struggling with any of this, feel free to send us a message. We would love to help you, and we'd have some different things, guides and things about thyroid, ways we can help. We do posts about it on our social media. So join our Facebook page, Instagram, TikTok, whatever you have. And we will catch you next week.
Bye.
See ya. Ladies.